News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 2th of August, Anno Domini 2003, and you are listening to Sound Bites. As usual, we'll be bringing you news, views, and probably other things that rhyme with that I really can't mention in public. And we'll be during the news. I'll be trying to get the live webcam working. You're looking at a picture from last week, which explains why we look so young. We'll
thousands of seconds younger.
Yeah. Seconds, a whole week younger, as a matter of fact. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're going to start with Dave when it comes to the news.
Yeah, well, there just came out yesterday, there's a W32 me mail trick. And basically what it is you're getting an email claiming that they're from your administrator, of your network, and that, and they want you to look into this file. It's called message.zip. So naturally, if you go ahead and open it, thinking it's a true message from your administrator, you get this virus. And it, what it does is it goes in and it attacks your email list and then sends it out to everybody else. They right out of the box. I mean, it's literally just a day old. It's already up to a medium-level threat, indicating the worm can infect customers, sites, and spreading. Despite the warning, there's no click, however quickly, or whether the email is spreading, because it just came out yesterday. But again, visit, you know, your Symantec, your Norton, whoever your antivirus software is, and 10 to 1 odds sometime today, if not already. I haven't checked. They will have a patch or fix for it to, again, try to stop these idiots from just doing destruction to your machine.
And this is a huge one. This is gigantic. They say it's going to, you know, there's a patch out. Microsoft has a patch for this one. It's just that if you don't, oh, no, this is a different one.
Yeah,
well, I'll talk about the other thing later. Yeah. Okay, Steve, what have you got to say?
Interesting news this week. InfoWorld magazine has published their 2003 Reader's Choice Awards, and InfoWorld is primarily a PC magazine. What's interesting is that they've been running this Reader's Choice for the last 17 years, and Apple keeps popping up on the surveys all the time. This year, it was a neck-and-neck horse race for favorite vendor. Microsoft won 16.2%, and Apple got 15.9%. for your favorite vendor in the InfoWorld Reader's Choice Award. It's also interesting to see how some of the other categories broke down. Under Best Operating System, Windows Server took number one, Red Hat Linux took number two, and Mac OS X took number three. SUSE Linux was number four, Sun Solaris number five, FreeBSD number six. I don't see regular Windows workstation in there anywhere.
Yeah, it'd be a shock if you said, well, there's a couple of interesting things about that. I actually wrote them a letter and received no response. It seems that they got a tad over 1,000 votes, and they threw away 530 of them.
Ouch. Doesn't say that in this article.
So, yeah, you got to read that in the actual magazine. If that's true, does that mean, what they don't clarify is, does that mean we're looking at a base of 500 people, or fewer than 500 people, or is that 1,000 votes after the 500 people? And how statistically significant is that one way or the other?
And plus it's reader's choice, which is kind of, you know, sort of the real world thing. What do people
like? Well, self-selecting, exactly.
Yeah. And it, the other spot Apple got was for servers, Dell, HP, the IBM e-server, which is using the power processor like the new Apple G5. And number four on servers is the Apple X-Serve. So it's pretty interesting that enough Apple people at least read InfoWorld to be able to show up on the polls.
Right. It's a pretty neat deal. In the Windows world, there is a new exploit coming out. The crackers are on their way. It's gigantic. It's huge. People can take over your machine. They can do all kinds of nasty stuff to you. It is already blockable. Microsoft has had a patch out for a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. But if you're like the millions of people who don't bother to do the Windows update, you could be owned. We're not blaming this one on Microsoft, folks. They've had a patch out. It's up to you to patch your systems. Patch desktop system, patch everything. Use your Windows Update Manager to update your version of Windows. Those of you still on things like Windows 95, where Microsoft has stopped updating your system, I'm sorry. Oh, well, too bad. They don't have a patch out for you. But for everybody else, you could do pretty well with that. Make sure you get that update. Do your Windows Update stuff, and hopefully you'll be safe. Safe and on your way. I think that's important to know. One other quick note. My friend Mike Marone from East High School. At East High School, they are also recycling. As you know, they take in computers. You can find that on our webpage. They are also recycling used printer, toner, and inkjet cartridges. They make a little money off of this, and the money is used for student projects and equipment. In terms of East High School, you can drop them off if you want to. At the loading dock off Ohio Street in the back of the school, there will be a marked bin there. If you have 15 or more cartridges, Mike will actually do a pickup. If you have 15 or more of them, you can call Mike at 288-3130, extension 4136. That's 288-3130, extension 4136. The number in Bayonne, 288-3130, extension 4136. For those of you who have old printer toners and inkjet cartridges, and would like to help the students at East High School get a little equipment and do some projects. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Taste and health. You want both in one cranberry juice? You want Northland.
Northland has a kick to it. I like that.
It says 100% juice on their label. That tells me it's healthy.
Cranberry raspberry, cranberry grape. I love all their flavors.
Northland, a great taste and the health benefits of cranberry. Only Northland has 27% cranberry in all nine of its 100% juice cranberry blends.
I choose Northland because it fits my healthy lifestyle.
Northland, 100% juice, 100% refreshing.
If you were to say, Orkin man, you don't have to go to school to kill bugs, I'd say, nobody's born an expert, my friend. I actually took entomology classes to learn that thief ants will nest right under your kitchen counters. It's not exactly good dinner conversation, but what you thought was dinner for four could really be dinner for 4,000. I still take courses to keep up with the latest facts, like how the Argentine ant has no natural enemy. Except, of course, for me. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Oh, we're back, are we? How exciting is that? I was just lost in the world of the computers. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And as you know...
You're still trying to figure out where our file's going.
I don't know where the file is going. It's going somewhere, and it's happy to be
heaven?
There, but it's not anywhere that the system thinks it is. I'm a little confused by that, but, you know, that's me, a little confused. As you know, each week... We have a little trivia question for you, and there's nothing quite as exciting, I think, as our trivia question. This week's trivia question is actually pretty serious trivia when you get right down to it. There is an icon bar in Word in every version, in every product in Microsoft Office. There's a little icon bar. You click on the save thing. Or the, you know, whatever it all is, whatever the things are, all the little pictures. But it's interesting. There is a horrible error on the icon toolbar. As opposed to a good error. This is a horrible error. In every version of Word since 1.0, what is it? What is that error? And if you get that right, you get a fabulous prize this week. Believe it or not, are you in your seats? It is, in fact, 2 free tickets to see any show at any Regal Cinema. That's right, all of Hollywood laid at your feet. All you have to do is answer the trivia question and then come down here between the hours of 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, to pick up the tickets right here at the office. Okay, is that enough disclaimer for everybody?
No.
If you've won in the last few weeks, sit on your hands and let somebody else have a chance, you pig. Okay.
Ooh. How do you really feel?
What is it? Be nice to people who give you free stuff?
Exactly. Yeah, except I'm the one giving the free stuff. I can be as rude as I want, right?
Right.
Yeah. We're going to go to the phones now, and our first caller is Kurt from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Kurt. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. It's nice to talk to you. I've got...
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I've got McAfee virus scan online.
Yeah.
And there was this update that took place July 26th because there was an email about not being able to contact the website on one particular day that I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Since then,
Let me get this straight. You clicked on a link in an email?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's the word I'm looking for? Bad. That's probably bad. You probably have a pretty decent virus sitting on your system now.
That could be it.
Never click on a link in any email message you get ever.
You can if you want to get a virus.
Yeah, right. But in general,
that's
you don't want to do that. Your best bet now, you need to do some serious work.
I've started that today. It's been about 5 hours.
Yeah, what did you do?
I've been on the chat room with McAfee, and they've had me delete temporary internet files, delete downloaded program files. They had me do %temp%, and delete everything that was inside there.
Have you tried running the Clez utility?
I'm sorry?
Or even Stinger.
Stinger,
let's
rather.
Let's start with Stinger.
Okay.
Stinger is a program that will catch about 18 viruses that slide around McAfee, Norton, and things like that.
Okay.
You can download that at www.nai.com/VIL. No, wait,
no,
wait.
VIL.
It's VIL. Start, we're starting all over again. It's vil.nai.com/VIL/Stinger with a capital S.
Okay.
And VIL stands for Virus Information Library.
Okay.
Download that and run it by itself.
Okay.
It will check for 18 or so viruses.
I think they're 20 now.
Yeah, 18 or so. And then you can, from there, run that, and then it'll tell you whether or not it found a virus.
Uh-huh.
It may. If it does, you need to uninstall and then reinstall your antivirus software.
Okay.
He's online, though.
Oh, yeah, you're doing
once
it.
Once he cleans it off.
Once he cleans it off, it should be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're using the online version of McAfee.
Yes.
Yeah. You should be okay once you clean it off.
Okay. I'll try it.
Okie doke.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Bye, Nick.
Okay, that's a little word of wisdom to each and every one of you out there. Really, never click on a link in an email program, particularly,
or attachments that you're not sure of.
Right, particularly just because it says, oh, you can't get there today, but there's a critical update, click here.
Without first making sure your virus software is up to date, and then scan the email.
Right, the easiest thing to do is go to the website and check first. If you can, in fact, update, well, then guess what? You win. It was a fake. So please don't click on anything ever.
Yeah, the virus writers are getting a little more sophisticated in how they mask where the messages are coming from. But you think it might be coming from a friend of yours trying to give you a warning, and because it's got their name on it. Well, no.
Yeah, no. Don't click on any links
anymore.
In any email ever. That's the only way you're really going to be safe. Our next caller is Bob from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Well, I'd like to know how to back up my laptop hard drive. Eight people send it in to get it repaired, but I don't have enough memory. Yeah. And I've got a...
You need a backup device, either multiple floppy disks or
CD. Does it have a burner in it?
Well, I have a burner, but I can't... I don't have enough memory. That's the problem. That's the reason they want me to send it in.
One of the things you have to think about, Bob, is what it is you need to back up. When you get the system back, if they've done something to it, you're going to have to reinstall all your software anyway.
No, you need to know my symptoms. My symptoms, the reason I call them, is because if the computer begins to run, and then after a couple of minutes, begins slower and slower and slower until it won't move at all, and the error message I usually get is that there's a virtual memory problem or I'm out of memory.
Are you running a virus program?
McAfee.
What?
I'm running McAfee.
And it's up to date?
Yes.
And have you also run Adaware?
No.
Adaware is another one. I mean, we've been averaging between 300 and 400 pieces of spyware on the average machine. My technician Dan still holds a record of 684.
And there's so many things running
that
in the background.
That can literally slow down your internet process. Because it's trying to get out there and, you know, convey to this information-stealing programs of what, you know, you're doing on your computer, where you're going on the web and everything else, while you're trying to surf the web. So it can literally slow things down.
Well, I'm not on the web. I don't have my phone line hooked up to it, and it slows down.
Because there may already be things running in.
Yeah, trying to connect and get out there.
And one of the problems is that you need to have a backup before something goes wrong. Because when something goes wrong, you may not be able to back up, which is the problem you're facing now.
Right.
You might be able to boot into safe mode, which shuts down all of the extra Windows programs.
Well, they had me to try that, and that didn't work.
So they want you to send it on in, though?
That's right.
All right. You're seriously out of luck.
Yeah, otherwise, unless you can take it to either my shop or C's or one of the sponsors of this show, where we can literally pull the hard drive out of that machine, put it on our test bench, and then burn a CD of all the folders that need to be backed up.
Yeah, if the hard drive can be physically removed, that's usually about the only way left to do your backup, if even safe mode won't work.
Yeah, because safe mode won't even usually load the CD.
No CD driver, so all you got left is a floppy.
Yep. So that's your best solution. I think he's already.
Sorry, Bob. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's always hard for us when the answer is there's not much you can do.
And again, that points out you need to have your backup before something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Backup. You know, it's cheap. It's cheap. It's what are CDs a quarter nowadays?
It's
big deal.
Yeah,
a dime maybe. You should back up early and often. Our next caller, Richard from Macedon. Welcome, Richard. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. I've listened to you quite a bit, and just happened to me, I turned the radio on, and I believe my computer crashed here, and I've had this for about 2 years. I've got Windows XP.
Yeah.
But the problem is it won't start in any mode. And I've been doing it, and I'm just wondering if you can give me some.
What are the symptoms?
Now, the XP was partitioned on the hard drive, so I didn't get any, disk with it.
Yeah.
And nothing.
What happens when you try to boot?
Well, when I boot it, it starts up. You get the logo XP when it comes out. Then it goes off. Then it goes into start with safe mode or Windows normally. And when I press the Enter key on any of them, safe mode or safe mode with networking or any, the Windows starts to come up again. And then it starts, and then it goes right back in. You start to get a blue screen with some writing.
All right, have you tried when you're booting, hitting the F8 key? You know how you'll get that black screen?
Right. I've got the black screen.
And go to the last known good boot up?
I've tried that also.
And it doesn't work?
Nope.
All right. Now, wait a minute. What type of machine is this?
This is an XP Pavilion.
By who? HP?
Excuse me. It's an HP Pavilion.
And they didn't give you a restore CD?
Well,
No, they said that, actually, I bought two of them for networking, one for my wife, one for myself. Actually, they said now they come with part of the hard disk is partitioned.
Well, wait a minute, though.
Yeah,
what
and all your
happens,
restore stuff is on the second partition.
Yeah, see, you know, what happens if that hard drive crashes,
right.
You know, dies?
Right.
How are you supposed to restore it? Hello, I think that's still illegal. I don't know how. I got to look into that. How they're getting around that, because, you know, by...
they're including Windows in that other partition, so that's probably enough to satisfy the licensing and contract issues. It's not enough for the user, but it's enough for the OEMs.
Yeah, because... Now, are these still under warranty?
No. It's about a year and a half to 2 years old.
I would get on the phone and tell them that you bought these machines and... You want a, because the hard drive died, and you want the CD to restore it. It should have come with it to begin with.
Right.
But, I mean, you're kind of hosed in the fact that now if you want to get this restored, which is one of my last week's tips on how to put XP over XP.
Right.
But you need the CD to do it.
There's no cab files on the hard drive, is there?
Well, there would be in this partition, but he can't get to it, right?
Can you boot to a command prompt?
Pardon?
Can you boot to a command prompt?
I can get to the BIOS stuff and everything else.
But can you get to that partition where the cab files are?
I'm not sure.
When you start the machine, can you get into, can you, what is it, F8 or shift or
F8.
Something? Try hitting F8.
Yeah, I can get into that.
Into that menu? You should be able to get to a DOS prompt.
The setup menu? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or that might be. Yeah, I've tried that. I've looked into that.
All right. Now,
and,
if you get into
Well, no, that takes me back. I believe I have to go into the F1.
The BIOS?
Well.
What we're trying to say is...
F1 is entering setup. See, that's where I get confused.
Yeah,
well,
no,
you don't want to go into BIOS.
Motherboard.
You want to go to a C prompt on your hard drive. One of the options should be command prompt.
Oh, okay.
Or
I don't think it is with the NTFS.
Maybe. Well, it depends if it's NTFS or not. If you can boot with a floppy disk...
Did they give you a bootable floppy?
They didn't give me nothing. I got Norton, but...
No.
No,
see,
they didn't
give
me anything.
You've got to try to get to that partition... And they didn't give you any type of restore or anything else for this.
Well, I've got a boot on here. It says boot time diagnostic screen.
Try that.
Disabled.
Well, yeah, you're in the BIOS. That's not going to fix your hard drive.
No, that's not going
to
do it.
No,
yeah.
This is out at an actual screen, and what you're trying to do is get to that partition where they put all the cab files and all that so you can do a reinstall
right.
of Windows XP over XP.
Right.
That's the thing. Matter of fact, if you can get on the line for tech support and see if you can get there. Now, here's the trick. When you're installing XP over XP, it puts
right.
it in, and it'll want to install it. You've got to ignore it. Go ahead and install it. Don't do the repair at the first time you see a repair. It'll go out and check your devices and everything else. It'll come back. And at the after it does the install, you'll see another screen that the second time you see repair, then you say repair, and it'll install XP over XP.
Without removing any of your existing stuff.
Yeah, and all your icons, all your settings, and everything else will remain the same.
So do you think this is just a software crash? You don't think it's a disk crash?
Right, software.
Right. We have to break. I'm sorry. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide, but you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield's local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
March, my son Brian needed glasses for school, so I figured, why spend money at one of those eyeglass shops when I can just get a pair off the rack at the grocery store? Brian, honey, come here. Show Aunt Marge your new glasses.
Okay, Mom.
Over here, dear. You're getting closer. Oh, try and follow Mommy's voice.
Hey, school will be tough enough on Brian. Get him what he really needs at Empire Vision's Back to School sale. From now until the end of September, they're practically giving away eyeglass and contact lens packages for only $95. The eyeglass package includes frames, safe, lightweight polycarbonate single vision lenses, and a one-year breakage warranty. Or scope out the disposable contact lens package with a complete eye exam, professional comfort fitting, plus two six-packs of daily wear disposable lenses, and a follow-up visit for just $95.
No, Brian. Over here. Watch out for the lamp.
Make sure your kids look good and see even better. Get more for your eyes at Empire Vision.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges, and you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bella Sera USA, Hayward, California.
We share the 42 extra minutes of daylight.
I share one tea time with three older brothers.
Summer is meant for sharing and for sharing your love of crab with Endless Crab at Red Lobster. Come in today and enjoy an endless supply of all-you-can-eat sweet snow crab legs and endless chances to share every crab lover's favorite summer pastime.
We share the melted butter.
I don't. She dips.
Because it's endless crab time again, and that means all the mouth-watering crab you can eat now at Red Lobster.
Share the love.
Great corner kick. All right. Hey, the Ovaltine man.
Yeah.
No kid can resist the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
It's yummy. It's chocolatey.
This chocolate milk's terrific. Is it Nesquik?
No, it's rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And Ovaltine adds vitamins and minerals that Nesquik powder doesn't. Why give them Nesquik when you can give them more? And there are more vitamins and minerals in Ovaltine.
Ovaltine's amazing.
More Ovaltine, please.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And for my friend Strobe SML, and for heaven's sake, don't call him Strobesy. Last person who did that was tied down with water slowly dripping on their forehead in a basement in Chinatown. I would just like to say, rabid weasels. Rabid weasels.
What was that?
Rabid weasels.
Or could it be?
Rabid weasels. Thank you. And we're back.
Rob's just shaking his head. What the hell are you guys doing?
Folks, if you have not been in the Soundbites forums, you have missed 90% of the fun of this show. And one of the things is that there are several of them who have put together sound clips, which are supposed to be, you know, calls from the show. And they have asked us to say a few things to them directly. And Strobe SNL asked me to say rabid weasels. And though and lo, I have done so. Our next caller is Peter. Is everybody from Webster today? Peter from Webster. Welcome, Peter. What's your question?
Good afternoon, guys. The question is about that virus that Microsoft has the patch for.
Yeah.
I went to the website, and it's got all of the different operating systems that the patch is for, except, and Dave's going to love this, I've got ME.
Yeah.
And it doesn't list ME on the operating on the list of operating systems
yep.
to download that patch.
Because it's got many errors. That's what ME stands for.
Yeah, the reality is that Microsoft is
junk.
Microsoft is lowering their support profile for ME. Let's put it.
Wait a minute! There was great support for ME.
It's now buried somewhere underground at a distance of about 300 miles.
Well, there goes my blood pressure.
I guess my question is: am I still susceptible to that virus?
Yes.
No. They've already tortured you enough with the OS.
Oh Lord. Okay. Oh, I can still get that virus.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Dave's now amused himself beyond belief. Yeah. The reality is that Windows.
Pot his mic down a minute.
I'm taking
there,
his mic away from you. You're not listening to me in stereo on an AM station. There's a trick. Here's the deal. Microsoft Emmy was a stopgap measure.
The I only reason to they buy a computer.
What? Yeah, right. But the reality is, it is not as well supported as some of the other operating systems. And as time goes on, you will see less and less stuff available for ME.
Yeah, 98 was getting old, and no one was buying 2000, so they came out with something else.
Right, but now that they have XP and people are actually purchasing it, that's what they're putting all their stuff. Dave's amusing himself now. He doesn't need to do the rest of the show. He's just going to go out and have a cigarette.
Yeah. I'm good for the rest of the week.
Not here in Rochester, he's not.
Not here in Rochester, that's right.
Got to go outside.
No, you can't go outside. You got to go to Ohio or Canada.
No, you can go outside across the street.
Well, that story in Brendan's news earlier, that all the bars and stores surrounding New York are now booming in business because everyone's going there.
You can't smoke outside?
Yeah.
Not in any public place.
No, you cannot.
Outside is not public. Well, yeah, it is.
But
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Anyway, it doesn't matter since I don't smoke. Anyway, but the basic deal here is that how fast is your machine and how much memory do you have?
It's a 900 megahertz machine, and I got 128 meg of RAM.
Boost that up to 512 because it's fairly inexpensive right now, and get yourself XP, and the headaches should all go away.
Which we plan on doing it, but in the meantime, if I get that virus, I have no protection.
No, you don't, no.
Okay.
Well, you have to hope your antivirus program is updated enough to catch it.
Yeah, I do. I update it all the time. I still have another year left on it, so I always update it. Now, Microsoft has been sending me some patches and updates for things, but none of it has to do with that virus.
When you say sending you patches, you mean through email or the Windows update?
Through the Windows update.
Right, yeah,
I get the icon when they update.
Right. No company sends any patches through the email.
You know what?
That's a virus.
You know one thing we're going to have to do? We do this picnic thing. We're going to have folks bring their old ME disc. And we'll have
We should do. We should do the stuff they do at the.
Now, who's
at
your
the,
friend with the shooting range?
Sure.
Or we just to start the fire up.
Place, yeah.
We just put all these ME CDs in this hibachi and.
Oh, geez,
burn.
And crackers! You don't like smoking, and you're going to burn all the phenols in the
polycarbonate plastic.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Nice job.
I got an idea, Dave. Let's pack them all up and send them back to Microsoft.
Yeah. There you go.
With postage due.
We'll have to take a hint from the folks.
Somebody
did
that with AOL discs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to take a hint from the folks at Cider and have an Olympics, the Geek Olympics. All right, but I'm afraid, Peter, that we don't have a better answer for you. We're going to stick. Thank you. We're going to stick around in Webster, and we're going to go to George. Welcome, George. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I have a quick question. I think it's pretty simple.
Are always simple, George.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm a Macintosh user, so I have a sort of, maybe this is related to Macintosh, maybe not, but I wanted to save to a CD. I'm used to floppy disks, and this is my first Macintosh with a, CD burner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so when I have an item on the desktop and I want to drag it into the window that opens up with the CD when it's in the driver or whatever, this window comes up. The item cannot be moved because the name of the CD cannot be modified. And why does that happen? Why can't I just drag another file on to the CD and have like more than one file on my CD?
Well, that's not quite how CD burning works.
Okay.
When you put a blank disk into the computer, it's going to ask you how you want to format it for a data disk or a music disk, for example. Then you drag all the files you want onto that CD.
Okay.
And then burn the data to the disk. The disk can then not be changed. CDs can't be changed. If it's a CD-R disk, it burns it completely to the disk, and that's the end.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an RW disk, you can erase the disk and then put different files back onto it again.
I see.
But you cannot do a random rewrite like you do with a floppy disk or a hard drive.
Oh.
And that's because of it's the CD minus formats. There are new formats coming out now, the CD plus formats, that do allow you to do the random rewrites like a floppy drive or a hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And several companies are now coming out with combination drives that can do the minus format that everyone's been using for 20 years.
I see.
And the plus formats, which are mutually incompatible. So you need to have a minus disk to read all your old stuff and then a plus disk to do all the new stuff. So a lot of companies are coming out with now the dual format. But yeah, once you burn a disk, you cannot change it. Unless it's an RW, then you can erase it and burn it again.
I see. Okay. it's a whole new concept for me then.
Yep.
There you go.
Super. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, let's go to West Henrietta now, and we'll talk to Skip. Welcome, Skip. What's your question?
Hello there. I got one big question and one tiny one, if we can fit it in, but the big one. I'm running Windows 98.2, Outlook Express 6, Internet Explorer 6, and I go to a lot of sites, innocent sites even, you know, even eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And every place there's a picture, or not every place, a lot of places that there's pictures, I get just a little red X. And then usually I can go right-click on it, show the picture, and I can show the picture. And then go to the next one, right-click. I can go down hundreds of them, but it doesn't show them initially, a lot of them.
That's a preference. Somewhere in your settings, you've told it to not display pictures.
Yep. Well, the thing is, it shows some. Like, I have some pages that will show half the pictures, or some will show all the pictures. Some will show none of the pictures. Occasionally, I'll get one, like, click on the X and show the picture. It goes to the three dots and then goes to X immediately. That, I know it doesn't want to show me for some reason. But it's just kind of random.
Okay, go to the Tools menu, select Internet Options.
Tools in what?
In Internet Explorer. Write this down, because we've got less than a minute.
Yep.
Tools, Internet Options, Advanced. Scroll down to the Multimedia section.
Yep.
Uncheck Show Image Downhold Place Loaders. Check Show Pictures. And check Smart Image Dithering.
And then delete your internet temp files, because that may be...
Okay.
Yeah. And then delete all your internet, your cache files and things.
Okay.
On the General tab, you can do that. Delete the temporary internet files.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, gotta go. Gotta take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bowling with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Oh, look at us. We're back on the air. Welcome. What happened to 1 minute, 10 seconds? What happened to that stuff?
Oh, you know.
Ah, okay. Welcome back. This is Soundbites.
I like to catch you off guard sometimes. It's kind of fun.
And you managed it. This is the professional radio show Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we have a name for Rob that I won't mention on the air. Listen, before we get back to the phones, we'll be doing that in a couple of minutes because we've got long-distance calls coming up. We have a website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. And on that website, we do many interesting things, one of which is a weekly poll. Last week's poll was, where do you back up your data? I would like to thank all 286 of you who voted in that poll, putting it number 40 in the all-time hit list. And where you back of your data, CD and DVD, one with 31% of the vote, followed by with 20% of you don't back up ever. And these are the 20% who are calling us and saying, my hard drive's dead. What do I do next?
For an entire shop.
Yeah, buy a new one and restore from your backup.
Right. 15% of you back up to another computer, 8% to floppies. 8%, we don't need no stinking backups. 8% other, 5% tape. And to a zip or orb drive, 5% of you. 286 people voted. Again, I personally would like to thank each and every one of you, but since that's impossible, I'm just going to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you now. The webcam is now working, thank you very much. Once I actually looked at the diagnostics, looked at the log that was going on, I discovered that I had named the file show.jpg, which meant it was uploading show.jpg.jpg. So I've now fixed that, and the webcam is back up. So for those of you who need to see us in
full glory, there's the back
glorious,
of Rob's head.
There is the back of Rob's head.
Nice haircut.
Yeah, let me know how it looks back there. I had a little trim the other day. Let me know if it's straight.
It is. See, only someone that young would not say, is there a little bald spot happening?
Is there a little what happening?
Bald spot. You ever hear of them?
I better not ever go bald.
Yeah, I don't think.
Nope.
Yeah.
You guys all still have... two of you still all have your hair.
Yeah, if we were not in the air, I'd tell you to bite me. Okay, this week's poll was a little bit interesting. I just decided to ask what web browser people are using. I've been getting a lot of questions this week, both here and on the... We do a Friday night live chat online at the R News website from 7 to 8 p.m. Love to have you join us there. And I got a couple questions this week about...
Once the fall starts,
there.
I'll probably
yeah,
be
back. Yeah. I got a couple questions there. I got questions at the public market this morning. We have a coffee stand at the public market. A lot of people talking about web browsers, and in particular in terms of pop-ups. I don't even see pop-ups anymore. I use Mozilla.
Yep.
And I get no pop-ups from Mozilla. I had my friend Bob from Hawaii write to me and tell me that he uses Safari. I kept telling him if he had a problem with it, I'd be glad to fly out and help him.
As long as he pays, what the hell?
As long as he pays, I don't care. Anyway, this week's question is, what web browser do you use? Lots of choices.
And that's the biggest thing is that, you know, people say, how do I stop pop-ups? And the answer is, don't use Internet Explorer.
You're right.
But, and they say, what do you mean? What's that? And what else is there?
Right, exactly. And that's why we have the choices we have, which are Internet Explorer, Mozilla, Netscape Navigator, Safari, Opera, AOL, because some people don't know what their web browser is, but they're going through AOL. Galleon, Conqueror, Lynx. Those are Linux-based things. Lynx is a text-only web browser. It is incredibly fast, totally safe. You get all the information and none of the cutesy stuff. And, of course, the ubiquitous something else as a choice. Currently, we have 99 votes, just shy of 100. Internet Explorer is in the lead, 43% of the vote, followed by 23% of the vote to Mozilla. That being, of course, currently 43 votes and 23 votes. So please get online, soundbites.org, 100 even, 100 votes at this moment. You know, this is the interesting thing. Some people tell me, oh, your polls are too simple. You should have more, you know, more interestingly difficult polls.
Well, have them come up with the ideas then.
Well, that's exactly right. If you hit please send me poll ideas. But the reality is when the poll is something simple that you can do quickly, we get a lot of people responding. Yep. And when it's something you have to think about, a lot of people just blow it off. Also at our website, soundbites.org, you'll find all kinds of interesting things. Our very own Dave Enright sitting in the middle if you're looking at the webcam. Wave, Dave. Yeah, wave for 10 seconds just to make sure you get caught. Yeah. It's going to look like Irene Ryan on Beverly Hillbillies. Dave has put up a basic PC configuration page. If you're looking at adding to or changing or buying a machine, this is a place to look. He also puts up a new tip every week or so. There is a calendar, the Soundbites calendar, where we put newsgroup information. If you are a member of a newsgroup and would like your information on it, let me know. What did I say?
Newsgroup.
User group. A user group. What's wrong with you? A user group.
You've been on the internet too long.
You're not kidding. In my class this week, I was talking about news groups all day.
News groups? What's that? Chat board. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're a member of a user group and you're the person who is in charge of that calendar, write to me. I'll set you up an account, and you can update your calendar regularly right there. We have secretly recorded calls. A couple people are recording calls, Moody Blues and somebody else. I can't think at the moment. Yeah. I simply can't think. We have movie posters. Just about everybody on Earth is putting up movie posters. Omar's Guy 33, of course. Duh. And we have the odd logo thing. You may have seen the poker-playing dogs being our logo thing. And, of course, the webcam is now up. And a bunch of other things are there, including the official FAQs.
Check it out.
And a bunch of other stuff. Please check out our website, soundbites. Yeah, we had 13 people online before the webcam came up, and now we've got 38. So I think we're doing all right for ourselves at this moment.
And speaking of users groups.
Were we?
Speaking
of news groups. I don't know what
to,
you were speaking of.
As some of you may be aware of, the Apple Cider Users Group in town is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Wow.
And we are having...
I am old.
Yeah.
Eating crackers.
You lost my train of thought now. September is our official anniversary, and we are bringing in an amazing guest.
Am I going to be there?
And details, more amazing than you.
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen.
We will have more details on our website at applesider.org. We're trying to work out the venue. There will be a nominal admission fee to cover expenses.
It's not us. Will we be invited? It's clearly not us. Will we be invited?
You'll be invited. Yeah, 2/3 of the Soundbites crew are past presidents of Apple Cider.
That's exactly right.
And, yeah, so stay tuned. That's the September 10th meeting, our 25th anniversary.
September 10th, by the way, is my birthday.
So you probably won't be there.
I won't be 25 by more than twice, but it is my birthday.
We're all in September. Steve,
yeah, it was a very cold January.
But I'm, yeah, exactly. But I am the 10th. Heck of a New Year's Eve celebration.
Yeah, so, stay tuned to the Apple Cider website for more information and details.
For more details, stay tuned.
You're what?
And, of course, 19th. To our website.
19th. Yeah. And I'm the 20th.
He's 19 and you're 20? Yeah, I believe that. In both cases, I absolutely believe it. I'm only 10. We're going to go back to the phones now.
To it.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk to Colleen from Perry, New York. Welcome, Colleen. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm hoping I can explain my problem clearly enough. Last year, I installed Norton Internet Security 2000 on my machine. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now it's time to renew that. And I don't like to do things over the Internet. I like to have a diskette or a CD in my hand. Mm-hmm. So I went out and bought Norton Antivirus 2003, thinking that that would be sufficient to update my subscription. And the install went fine. My problem is I keep on getting the pop-up box that says my service has expired, and that it seems to want to prompt me to renew it online, doesn't want to let me do anything else. Did I buy the wrong product to update it?
Did you uninstall?
What did I do wrong, and what should I do now?
Did you uninstall the previous Norton Antivirus first?
Well, this disk said that it would uninstall it automatically and install it.
Right. You didn't really do anything wrong. You did something. Oh, you did only part of what you wanted to do.
Okay.
The Norton Antivirus, in fact, uninstalled the old Norton Antivirus and put itself over in its place, but it didn't touch any of the other Internet security features.
Right. I see.
So you really ripped a piece out of the middle and replaced that.
I see.
So you do need to renew all the other things. Now, it may be possible to buy a copy of the full Internet security on CD, but what you bought wasn't it.
Okay.
You should also be able to call Symantec.
And do it over the phone.
And do it over the telephone.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that way
and they may be able to send you a disk for an additional nominal fee.
Okay.
Well, the virus definition subscription renewal is like $12 or $15.
Yep.
And then you use your existing program and you just get another year of definition updates.
I see.
But the new program you bought gives you the better scanning engine and better features that
since
way,
since you're
too.
Uncomfortable, you know, like I say, give them your credit card and that over. I'd give Norton a call directly, and then that way they can renew it over the phone, you know, your Internet security, and correct that issue for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Colleen. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, a really long distance call, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Do you suffer from sore feet, back, knee, or hip pain? If so, the Good Feet Store can help. Hi, I'm Bridget, owner of the Good Feet Store of Rochester. With over 200 locations nationwide, Good Feet has helped millions of people find relief. Every day, customers talk of their new life because of our arch supports, orthotics, cushions, and shoes.
When I went to the doctor and got diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, he told me that I could only wear sneakers. So there went all my summer collection of shoes and all my dress shoes I couldn't wear. It was just too painful, too much foot pain every day. I wanted to take off my shoes as soon as I got home every day. He said, don't walk around the house without your shoes on. So that just caused major strife, also caused a lot of back pain. But as soon as I got my arch supports from the Good Feet store, I have no foot pain whatsoever, and I can wear any dress shoe that I want.
If you're having these kinds of problems, call the Good Feet store at 424-4030. Good Feet is located at 300 Highland Drive, across from Marketplace Mall and next to Michael's. See us on the web at goodfeet.com or call today at 424-4030.
Have you ever thought about all the things we use electricity for? Cooking our food, cooling and heating our homes, running our TVs and computers, washing our clothes, running a business, they all depend on electricity. While electric power certainly makes life more comfortable, it's also something everyone needs to be careful with. At RG&E, we've talked about safety around electricity for many years, and you've passed on our tips to your children. You've taught them to stay away from downed power lines. You've reminded them to check extension cords for wear and damage. You've shown them to keep ladders away from electric lines. You've taught them not to climb utility poles or play near RG&E's electric equipment. And you've taught them that if their ball goes into a substation, to stay away and call us. We'll come get it for them. You've done a good job learning about electric safety, and you've made sure your family learns, too. RG&E will always work hard to provide reliable power. Thanks for your help in keeping it safe, too.
Summer is here, and it's time to pick your own berries at Brown's Berry Patch. There's a great feeling you get when you walk into Brown's Berry Patch and smell the fruits, fresh baked pies, and good old country air all in one. Research shows the health benefits of fresh fruits, and Brown's Berry Patch has fresh raspberries and blueberries in peak season right now. Brown's Berry Patch is fresh fruits and more. There's a lovely country gift shop, delicious sandwiches, strawberry shortcakes, and ice cream. Make it a family adventure at Brown's Berry Patch. Show the kids how to pick healthy fruit right out of the patch and visit the Barnyard Adventure, a children's discovery playground for kids of all ages. It's time to get away from your computer and pick a peck of berries and fun at Brown's Berry Patch, 20 minutes west of Hamlin Beach State Park. For directions, visit brownsberrypatch.com or call 682-5569.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show. On News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones in a moment, but don't forget our trivia question. There is a horrible error on the icon toolbar in every version of Word since 1.0. What is it? And we're going to go extremely long distance now, and we're going to go talk to Mike, calling us from Florida. Where in Florida, Mike?
Bradenton, Florida, Nick.
Where?
Bradenton.
I have a cousin that runs an ambulance company in Bradenton.
Oh, there you go.
Holy cow. Jeez,
I have family all over.
We get a random call from Florida, and you've
got
a connection.
Family there.
Nice.
Well, actually, I moved down here from Rochester. I listen to your show all the time.
With his brother or cousin or whoever that is?
Huh?
No, nothing. Go ahead. Oh. Well, thank you. And of course, now you can't. You're not picking us up live.
Well, no, unfortunately.
Wham signal is good. I don't think it's that good.
Well,
so you're listening to our
channel.
Archives over the Internet.
yeah, actually, I'm having trouble getting online. I finally was able to unpack my computer after moving, and I had an internet service provider come down to the house and install a cable modem, and they gave me a username and a password, explaining that all I got to do is just sign on once, and then I'm all set. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, I'm using the XP Wizard connection, the Wizard to try and get online.
Yeah.
And the third window gives me the option of connecting with a dial-up modem. Connecting with a broadband requiring username and password, and the third one, which is checked, is connecting with broadband connection that's always on. And for some reason, I can't uncheck that. I want to check the middle one where I'm required to use a username and password, and the wizard won't let me do it. And I'm just stuck. I don't know where to go from here.
You were speaking in the middle of that. I thought you had an answer there.
No. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Earlier versions of Windows don't allow the option for broadband with password. They want to dial the modem.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that set up in XP. I usually just ignore all that internet setup in XP because I know how to do it and I do it right.
Yeah. Right. So they're telling you you do, in fact, have to sign on with a username and password once?
Yes, at least for the first time they told me.
Where? At their website?
I'm not even sure. I'm not even.
That's where it would have to go.
Well, that's what I'm thinking because I don't know what setup you have, but
because ultimately you've got to get that connection to get to that website where you would then initialize the setup. And
yeah, but see the wizard, it's grayed out. Where it says connect.
But that's going to make you do it every time.
How about the internet provider? Did they give you a login software? Like Roadrunner used to have that here in Rochester.
And did you also, in your Internet Explorer, under Connections, under Toolbar and Connections, make sure, in the LAN settings, that it's automatically grabbing a DHCP address?
He's not even that far yet. This wizard is supposed to set all of those settings for you.
Yeah, but if you don't tell it to automatically go in and grab...
Yeah.
You go into your control panel under...
Network and then TCP IP.
Yeah.
Did they give you a static IP address?
No.
So then it's got to be DHCP obtained automatically.
Dynamic.
There is. So are you saying that your internet service provider does PPPoE?
I think that's what
they're
saying.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay. If you back up a frame.
Okay.
Where it says getting ready. There are three choices there. The middle one should be the one you get. Set up my connection manually.
Yes. Yes, I that's what I've done. Yeah,
okay, so the first one you say connect to the internet.
Right.
The second one you say set up my connection manually.
Right.
And the third one you should have three choices, and you're saying the middle one is the one you want, is grayed out.
Yes. The third one, connect using broadband connection that is always on, that's the one that's selected, and I can't unselect it, and I can't select anything else.
Have you
tried? And it doesn't work.
Yeah, have you tried just letting it use that and then see what happens?
And when I've hit next, it just it tells me I'm finished. I'm still in the same boat.
No pages work.
So, Internet Explorer, a web page shows this page cannot be displayed.
Right. Are you changing an existing web connection or are you creating a new one?
It's your old computer, so maybe it's stuck seeing some of the old connections.
Right. What you need to do is, at the Start button,
okay,
go to Connect To, and select Show All Connections.
Yeah, how did you used to connect?
Okay.
Up here.
Well, never mind that.
All right.
Once you're there, you'll see a list of network connections.
Yeah, how do I do that from the Start button?
Start.
Yeah.
Connect To, which is underneath Control Panel.
Connect To.
Do you see it?
No,
never mind. Go to the Start button.
Okay.
Select Control Panel.
Okay.
And select Network Connections.
Okay. Okay.
You there?
I have a land and a high-speed internet, and it's a local area connect.
Yeah, I don't care about any of those.
Okay.
Delete them all.
On network tasks, it will say create a new connection.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Click that.
Okay.
That'll take you to the same wizard.
Okay.
Next, make sure connect to the internet is selected.
Right.
Next.
Okay.
Make sure set my connection up manually is connected.
Okay.
Is selected.
Okay.
Now go to that third one. Is the middle one connect using broadband with username? Is it?
No. It's still great.
No, it's still grayed out.
You might want to try deleting all of the connections that are in there, rebooting so it forgets them, and then go through the wizard again. That might still be trying to remember your previous connection.
I run into this, though, but this was with a modem.
You know, when
dial.
I first moved down here, too, I didn't have a cable connection, so I used AOL.
Mm-hmm.
And, dial-up, and the same thing happened. I was able to send and receive email.
Okay. What you need to do here, Mike, is to uninstall AOL.
Okay, I thought I did that. So the one there's an AOL that was installed on the computer when I bought it.
Right.
And the one I installed via disk, I think I uninstalled the whole thing.
Check to make sure you've uninstalled it. Go to Add Remove Programs and make sure all AOL choices are gone. Because that's probably what's holding you back.
And then look in Explorer under Programs and that. Windows Explorer, make sure that any of the folders referencing AOL are also deleted.
Okay, but I had the same problem even before, you know.
You might have to
If it came with AOL on it, there may be some things that are not 100% right. I'm sorry, Mike, we have to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I share four season tickets behind home plate.
We share the money from the lemonade stand.
Summer is meant for sharing and for sharing your love of crab with Endless Crab at Red Lobster. Come in today and enjoy an endless supply of all-you-can-eat sweet snow crab legs and endless chances to share every crab lover's favorite summer pastime.
I crack the joke.
While I crack the crab legs.
Because it's endless crab time again, and that means all the mouth-watering crab you can eat now at Red Lobster.
Share the love.
She wasn't the perfect mother. She didn't live the perfect life. But she didn't deserve to be buried away in a filing cabinet. These are the stories of Cold Case Files, the original forensic series from A&E. Years after her life brutally ends, detectives continue to hunt to solve a forgotten case. Every step is tirelessly relived until a discarded envelope held the answer. And the criminal is caught. Cold Case Files, Mondays and Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E, the art of entertainment.
Well, let's see. I finally finished fixing everything I need to in the kitchen. Now, on to the baby's room. Well, little Kenny will love what I'm going to do in there.
Honey?
Huh?
Little Kenny left for college last week.
Have a lot on your list? Sears can get you through it more quickly by offering easy access to over 4.5 million parts. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME, click on Sears.com, or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find the right part for all major brands of home appliances and lawn equipment, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Good life, great price.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. We're back. Our trivia question today, which no one has even attempted yet. There is a horrible error on the icon toolbar in every version of Word since 1.0. What is it?
Well, see, everybody's sitting there trying to look at it because we've looked at it for so many years.
You get
so complacent with it, you don't think of it as an error.
That's exactly right. And from Bradenton, Florida, Bradenton?
Bradenton.
We're whipping back to Rochester, New York, and we're going to talk to Tom. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hello, gentlemen.
Who came in? Oh, yeah.
You got me?
Gotcha.
Am I on? All right. I've got a question.
I don't know who those gentlemen were you were talking to. That was the only problem I had.
I hear you. I've got a non-technical question that I hope you can advise me on. But first, I just wanted to say hello to my sons, the Wombo and the Meister, who are listening on the radio.
Wombo, Meister. Nice. Okay.
All right. I purchased an iMac in the December timeframe last year, and installed on it was Quicken Deluxe 2002. I hadn't used it, really had no need to at the point in time that I purchased it, but just recently decided to track my finances through that software and started to use it. I installed an upgrade that I got directly from, downloaded from the Quicken website, and in that process, I basically screwed up the software. An error came up saying that the upgrade process had failed, and I would have to install the program over again from the original diskettes. And therein lies my problem. When I purchased the computer, that disk did not come with the computer. So
it's all the bundled applications are included on the system restore disk.
Well, there's two things here, Tom.
Okay.
That's one. The other is that you can't update a product you don't really own. Most of the things that come on those CDs are demo or...
Not in this case. It's a full working copy.
Yeah, this is a full working.
Quite often they'll put it on there. Sometimes you might find the folder where they installed it. If they put it on the hard drive, or like Steve was saying, if you put the CD in, you can then go through a menu selection and pre-installed software, go there.
Right, on the system restore disks.
The
one thing you want to be very careful of is that one of the first options is to erase your hard drive and restore it from scratch.
Do not do that.
Make sure you uncheck that.
The Mac people give you that too?
Yeah. Well, it's a feature when you want to run it. In fact, what you should do is depending on the generation of the machine.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Aren't you the guy who screams every time we talk about it? On the Windows side, it's a horrible, terrible thing. But now we talk about it on the Mac side. Yeah, it's a feature. It's a feature.
If you need to do it, it's there. With Windows, you have to do it all the time.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
There may be a separate applications disk also that has the bundled applications on it.
Okay, I was just looking. Good enough. I was just looking for the actual, Quicken.
Yeah, you won't find a disk marked into its Quicken. It's included in the Apple bundle.
Okay, and then I should be able to restore it through that.
Right.
Okay.
Theoretically.
That's what I needed.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right.
Our next caller, Bill from Henrietta, New York. Welcome, Bill.
Hello. As far as a dial-up ISP. Have you heard anything indifferent with Juno or NetZero or Walmart Connect?
They tend to be very busy because they're free. There's so many people that are free or really cheap.
Okay.
So many people sign up for them that they're congested more in general.
Okay.
There is a service in town called Blue Frog Internet. That's still very inexpensive in the $5 a month range.
What was that?
Blue Frog. Bluefrog.com.
And also, I believe, NetAccess.
NetAccess.
What are you saying? Those are...
Well, they're just local.
They're local providers.
And they're cheap as opposed to free, so you won't get that kind of congestion.
Dial-up, you mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, the ones I'm talking about are like 10 bucks a month.
Right, Blue Frog is $4.99 a month. NetAccess has a $5.95, I think, a month.
Blue Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And NetAccess.
Yes. Yeah, BlueFrog.com or NetAcc.
NetAcc.net.
Okay, and you were saying something about the Internet Explorer. What you're saying that was good. It didn't show a lot of pop-ups or banners.
No, Internet Explorer is terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
You see every banner,
Mozilla.
Every pop-up. Mozilla is the one you want. It's a free download from Mozilla.org. I would suggest, however, that you find a friend with both a broadband connection and a burner and have him or her burn you a CD because at dial-up it's going to take you a 10-meg download.
Oh, for Mozilla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But once you have it, the install is fast, and it's fast, easy, quick. It's great.
Okay, and right now I have got WordPad up.
Okay.
And I'm looking. I have used it countless times, and I'm looking to see what mistake it would be.
It's not WordPad. It's Word.
It's Word itself.
Oh.
Microsoft Word.
I didn't understand why you had that up. It's not WordPad. It's Word.
Okay. What's the difference?
Word,
I don't know. About a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, about a couple hundred bucks and a bunch of features.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's an excellent question. I don't know if the same problem exists in WordPad.
It doesn't have as many buttons, and they're not customizable.
Right. Not as many features.
It's
a step above Notepad, which is a basic text editor. So yeah. WordPad has some word processing features, and it comes with Windows, so you don't need to spend $300 on Word.
I'm not going to tell you if it's there because there are so few icons, it would be then easy to narrow it down. So I'm not going to tell you yay or nay on that particular one. But remember, our trivia question of the day is there is a horrible error on the icon toolbar in every version of Word since 1.0. What is it? Our next caller. What are you doing over there? Our next caller is Scott from Menden. Welcome, Scott. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. Happy to talk to you here this morning.
Our pleasure.
Nick, I just recently had XP installed on my computer. I upgraded. I was running 98 second edition, and in preparations, I copied and burnt my old addresses from my address book onto a CD-ROM. And it looks like it's saved correctly. It's a WAB file. And I'm trying to move those onto XP, right into import them right into my new address book. I use Internet Explorer and Outlook Express for my mail. And I'm having problems there. When I go to import, I'm getting an error occurred during the import process. The import process cannot be completed.
There are several import options.
Is it a read-only file error?
Let me see.
See, quite often when you burn it to a CD, they become read-only. And what I've found is if you create a temporary folder.
On the hard drive.
On the hard drive. Copy those files over. Once you're in that folder, if you right-click on, select the first one and then go down and select the last one, hold the shift key down, select the last one, then right-click and go Properties. And if the read-only button is checked...
That's after you copy them over.
After you copy them over, then you've got to uncheck the read-only and say apply to all. Now when you go to import, you just point the importer to that folder, to the WAB file, and then it should be able to import it.
Another problem that it might be is there's several different formats for an address book, the WAB, the PAB, and you need to make sure you're telling the import filter the right one, otherwise it will try to parse it and the wrong things will be coming through.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks.
Okay, let me get that real quick there. Now hold shift key and what?
Well, you have to select each one.
You select the first one, scroll down to the bottom, hold the shift key down and select the last one. And that once you've copied them over, right-click on it, check properties, select properties, and make sure that the read-only button isn't checked.
I see.
Okie doke?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take another quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Mr. Goodwrench, who is this one and only GM expert? I'm about to find out.
Excuse me, Mr. Goodwrench.
Yeah?
So you're the GM diagnostics whiz kid, huh?
I guess you could say that.
Well, I brought in my own diagnostic machine, a lie detector. Have a seat.
What?
That's right. I know you can't be the only one who knows everything about GM vehicles.
Well, actually...
You might as well claim to be Santa Claus while you're at it, riding a magical dragon to Candy Time Junction with vanilla sheep and chocolate.
Find Mr. Goodwrench, the one and only GM expert at over 7,000 GM dealers.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
James Carville here again. By now you know InPhone is great for phone numbers, driving directions, movie times, but it does a whole lot more. When you call InPhone, it costs just 89 cents for the first 15 minutes. Every minute after that is just 5 cents. Pretty good, huh? So, I ask you, is InPhone enhanced directory assistance, or is it super cheap long distance with a personal operator? 888-411-1111. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
The best in local radio and television. News Radio 1180 WHAM and News Source 13 have again been honored with the Edward R. Murrow Awards for Best Local Newscast. Local news on radio and TV from the people you've come to know and trust. Clear, concise reporting from experienced journalists working together to bring you the news wherever you are. In-depth team coverage from your Clear Channel stations in Rochester. WOKR-TV News Source 13 and News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Welcome
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
You sure about that?
He's having a little trouble remembering just who he was at the moment.
This blank look on his face.
Remember, we're still waiting for an answer for a fabulous prize to the trivia question. There is a horrible error on the icon toolbar in every version of Word since 1.0. What is it? Our next caller, Mario from Rochester, New York. Mario, ¿cómo está?
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great, thanks. I got a hardware question for you.
Yeah.
I have a laptop, a Sony Vaio. It's about a little over 3 years old. And I haven't used the DVD player in it much. Mm-hmm. I did use it at one time pretty extensively, but recently I went to use it, and it's not recognizing my DVD discs at all.
Will it recognize regular CDs?
Yes.
Have you tried reinstalling the software for the DVD player?
I've reformatted the whole hard drive.
Well, then you probably didn't reinstall the software for the DVD player.
Okay.
You went through quite an extreme just to see movies on your computer.
Yeah.
This with the Restore CD?
Yes, with the two CDs that came with it.
Then it should have installed the drive.
You might have to go up to the website for that DVD player and look for any updates for it.
Is there an error message that comes up, or does it spit the disc back out?
It comes up, in this case, G Drive is not ready. It just comes up with that, the message that it's not seeing anything. It's just not ready.
Yeah, something got messed up there.
Could it be a hardware problem? I mean, could it be the actual...
It's seeing the CD. If it's seeing
well, DVD's
CD...
Well, DVD is a different frequency, isn't it? Is it a different laser or a different frequency?
No, different frequency.
Yeah, but can the same laser produce two frequencies? That's what I'm thinking there's two laser heads, one for CD, one for DVD, and maybe the DVD laser head has failed.
Well, I don't know. Let's look on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the sign next to the laser is do not look into laser with remaining eye.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no,
does this one say DVD on the side? Here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's
only one laser in there, but it may be that Steve's right if it reads it in with some sort of different frequency or whatever.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, have you tried other DVD discs just to be?
Oh yeah, I've tried several.
It sounds like it's a software issue, and you might want to look for any updates. Off of that website,
driver for the DVD.
If you look in the hardware settings, do you actually see a DVD?
Well, you know, on the devices manager list,
device manager.
There isn't a separate heading for DVD. It's just CD.
Right. It should say CD/DVD.
No. If I click on CD, it'll say, you know, it's my Toshiba DVD. Drive.
Okay.
You
might want to go up to the Vaio website, though, and see if they've got any updates for the DVD player for that particular model.
Okay.
Give that a shot and let us know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. You have XP, you said?
No. I have 98
second edition.
Oh, then, yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's no question. Go look for stuff on the website. Sorry. Thanks.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reality is that as time went on, Microsoft, as these devices got more and more common, Microsoft included better and better drivers. But the old stuff, not necessarily. Our next caller, Wayne from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Wayne. What's your question?
I don't have a question. I'd like to try for your trivia.
Uh-oh, trying for the trivia. What is it?
Would it be the legendary Dave icon where the door is reversed?
Yes, you got it. You win. Hey! And the crowd goes wild. The deal is this. In every version of Word ever, the little disc that's the save icon, if you take a look, the shutter on the CD, on the floppy, is backwards. It's completely wrong and has been on every single version of Word forever. Ladies and gentlemen, when we say this is a trivia contest, we aren't kidding.
Right.
Wayne, you are the winner for the week. Please stay on the line, and the magnificent Rob Linton will take the information required. And remember, you have to come down here between the hours of 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, to the studios to pick up your blah, 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 you know, all that disclaimer stuff. So congratulations. We have yet another winner, and I'm excited and delighted to send you to lay Hollywood at your feet. Thank you. Done. Excellent. We've got a winner. Our next caller is Ron from Avon, New York. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Hi, Dave. I have a couple of questions. First question, you're talking about that, you know, downloading Mozilla.
Yeah.
Is that 1Z?
One Z, two L's.
Two L's, yeah.
MOZILLA.org.
And I think, will that get rid of pop-ups and cookies?
You can set it to suppress all pop-ups and to do anything you want with cookies.
I see.
So, you out of the box, no, but you can set it up. There are choices in the...
At least you have the option
the preferences.
Of features.
Oh, exactly. You go into the preferences, and one of the things you can say is no pop-ups, and another you can say no cookies, or cookies only from the originating website, or cookies from anywhere, and you can say how long it'll keep a cookie. You can do all kinds of stuff.
I see. And I have another question about CDs.
Yeah.
Now... with CD, I got two questions. First question, I know it's written differently, but why can't you re-record an hard disk the way it's written?
Correct.
It
writes it in a whole different way.
Yeah, okay. And now another question. Can you use a music disk for a music disk if you run out of regular, you know, just to make backups with it?
A pre-recorded one?
No, a blank music disc.
Yes, blank music disc.
Yeah.
You can use them. I would not use them for backup because they're not rated to store data.
Oh,
but
I see.
But if you're just going to give a file to someone and they don't need to keep it around for very long, that should be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okie doke.
I love your program.
Thank you.
Okay.
We love to hear that.
Yeah, thank you
so much.
Hi.
Appreciate it. A lot of people use them interchangeably, data CDs in general. I guess, I don't know, maybe they're a little more expensive. I never buy music CDs, I always buy data CDs, even if I'm going to put music on them.
Yeah, 100 of them for like $25.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of times you get them free after rebates.
That's exactly right. I had a whole bunch.
Those are probably not the ones you want to use for your backup.
Right,
good name brand, high quality, because you want them to work again in a year when you need them back.
Okay, our next caller is Elaine from Rochester. Welcome, Elaine. What's your question?
Hi, actually, it's Elaine from the public market.
Oh, Elaine
like
from the public market.
The Bee Queen!
Yeah, well, I would like to know, if you love Mozilla so much, how come my machine still has Internet Explorer?
Busted! I am, I'm busted. It's the cobbler's children syndrome, dear. But I will see to it.
Yeah, our own
we
computers,
know what Nick's doing tonight.
Our own computers never work because we don't have time to fix them.
That is true. Every once in a while she says, you know, I've been having this problem for weeks. When are you going to fix it? All right. Yes, dear. Thank you so much for embarrassing me in front of 45,000 people.
Why can't
you
say thing?
I just want everybody to realize that you do have, in fact, at least 1 foot of sweat.
Thank you. Thank you, dear. And how are things going at public market?
It's sweltering here. Everybody buy lots of lemonade and iced coffee.
That's good for us.
Yep.
Thank you, dear.
All right.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't get to say that often enough to our callers, but we love each and every one of them.
Yeah.
Not quite to that same depth you understand.
In alphabetical order.
In alphabetical order and for an hour at a time. But we do. We own a stand at the public market. We sell coffee and all that cool stuff. So on any Saturday, you can come down and see me there. Don't ask me computer questions. Some guy got really angry at me today. Had a whole bunch of people buying stuff. We sell coffee and lemonade and iced coffee and tea and iced tea and bottled water. We had a whole bunch of people buying stuff because it's so hot and humid there today. And this guy wanted to ask me a computer question, and I tried to explain to him gently that I was there
trying to sell coffee
and beverages, and he got angry with me and stormed. And I thought, I'm sorry, but...
It's called a life.
Yeah, and you know... It's not like he was paying me for the advice. It was free advice, and I just wanted him to wait until I was done with the customers. But it annoyed him, and he was angry, and I apologize.
That's fine.
But I will indeed be adding Mozilla to my beloved wife's computer later this evening. But in the meantime, or else I'll be sleeping with one eye open for the next week. We're going to go to Todd from Honey Eye Falls. Welcome, Todd. What's your question?
Hi, I'm running Windows 98 and Internet Explorer 6, and a problem that just started happening recently is when I go to a website and click on a link that requires another window of Internet Explorer to open up, it looks like it's searching for the page, but the page is transparent and never gets anywhere.
What you might want to try to do first, before you do anything else, is delete everything in your cache.
Okay.
What often happens is websites will bring up invisible windows.
Or windows that are so small. Or
yeah. Right. And the reason for that is they're trying to put cookies on your system and track you and do all that stuff. Like we said, if you use something like Mozilla, you won't ever have that problem.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start using that.
You need to. But in the meantime, if you that's probably a small program that's kept in your cache. So if you delete temporary Internet files, you should be fine.
I do that on a regular basis, but I haven't done that since this problem occurred.
You got it. Give it a shot.
Maybe that's it. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You know, it's I'm just got to meditate on the fact that it's tough when your wife knows where you are and can get a hold of you.
Well, I brought mine with me today, so I'm one up on you.
You're even closer. Exactly right. Our next caller, Jeff from Avon. Welcome, Jeff.
Howdy.
How are you? Do you know Ron, by the way?
Pardon me?
Do you know Ron? He's in Avon, too.
No,
never mind. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, two quick questions. First, what is a WAN WAN interface?
WAN stands for Wide Area Network. You know what a LAN is, a local area network?
Yeah.
Well, that's in your home or your building or whatever. If it's wider than that, citywide or you know, whatever, then it's a WAN. So
or connecting two LANs together.
Connecting multiple LANs together. So if you have, for example, a cable modem or a DSL line, one of those connections will be titled WAN.
Oh, okay.
The rest of them are LAN. That goes to your local machines. Right. WAN actually goes back to the cable provider or the internet provider.
The internet.
Or the wide area network.
The internet is the WAN.
We don't have either of those. We've got a dial-up connection for internet, and we keep getting, Norton keeps telling us that it's blocking a WAN interface, and we're trying to figure out where this thing is.
What that means is somebody's trying to get into your machine over the connection, and of course it's a connection to the internet, so it's a WAN connection.
Oh, okay.
So actually that's good, seeing that message is good.
It's blocking it.
Okay, good. Second quick question.
Sure.
Temporary files.
Yeah.
In Windows XP, not internet temporary files, but the regular temporary files.
Yeah.
We used to use 95 and had a small hard drive. We used to have to delete them every 2 weeks. Is there a radio button or something for Windows XP to quickly delete the temporary files?
It's called disk cleanup.
That's all it is?
And it's in the...
No, it does other things, too, but it'll do that.
Right, your temp files, your recycle bin.
It looks to clean up
temp
the whole
downloaded
hard drive.
Files, where is it now? You right-click on the hard drive.
Yeah, we know where it is. We were just wondering, because we used to have to do... You used to have to manually do it in Windows 95, I think.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We've got about 2 minutes. We're going to stick with the name Jeff, but we're going to go to Ontario. Is this Ontario, New York?
Yep.
Okay. What's your question?
Question is, I just bought a DVD burner, only the external one, that you can do minus, pluses, whatever.
Right.
Then I have the Roxio CD DVD Creations version 6. And I made a project out of a digital video from my camcorder.
Right.
And a slideshow. And I attached an audio to the slideshow. When I played it back on my DVD player, the video part worked great, the sound and all that. But when you go to play the sound back in the slideshow, the attached music, it wavers. And it does it no matter where you do what player I do. If I play it back on the machine I burn it on, whether I do it on my computer or my DVD player on my television. And I've been...
What it sounds like is you... How fast is your machine?
I think it's up around 2 or something like that.
No, that should work. Listen, I hate to say this, Jeff, but...
I would say check the Roxio website if there's been any...
Yeah, they've been answering. And the funny thing about it, if I do an SVCD disc, it works fine.
It may be that what you're trying to do is not standard DVD and needs to be an SCVD. You know what I mean.
I'm waiting for an answer from Roxio. They say it should work. They keep blaming everything, but I'll...
Let us know. I'm sorry we don't have an answer for that. We're done for another week. Got to go. I hate to say that. I'm sorry to Jeff that we couldn't spend more time with him. Want to thank everybody who called in. Want to apologize to everybody's calls to whom we did not get. We will be back here next Saturday at 12:20-ish p.m. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton. I'm Nick Francesco. This is Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Bye-bye.
Well, the race is on. I'm George Jones. I've spent almost 50 years on the road with my RV, and I've learned a few things. Rule number one, maps are not a bad thing. Rule number two, eating a three-day-old sandwich from a gas station is. Rule number three, the sunset is prettier from a comfortable lawn chair. Rule number four, visit the friendly folks at Camping World.
The RV and camping experts at Camping World can help you find your outdoor adventure. They sell, service, and install more RV gear and supplies than anyone. You can even save 10% on everything by joining the President's Club.
Oh, yeah, that's rule number five.
So before you head out, gear up at Camping World.
Maybe that should be rule number one.
To find great prices on the best RV and camping gear, visit Camping World. For store locations nationwide, go to campingworld.com or call 1-800-616-CAMP. That's 1-800-616-CAMP.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. Saddam's sons have been buried in Iraq, nearly 2 weeks after they died in a firefight with U.S. forces. Another American soldier has been killed in a grenade attack there, and as the hunt for Saddam continues, one U.S. official says finding him may not keep more Americans from dying.
Ambassador Paul Bremer says capturing or killing Saddam Hussein will not reduce the number of attacks on U.S. troops by foreign terrorists in Iraq. He told a news conference in Baghdad the coalition is concerned about three groups in particular: Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda-related organization Ansar al-Islam, and fighters from other Arab countries including Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Syria. He said there's